life is a gift. From the time you are born till the time you exit the earth, you must make the most of it. But many people go through it and exit without maximizing it. And one of the things that can so limit people without them becoming all that they are supposed to become are the handicaps that exist on earth. Now, if you want life to pay you what you are worth, you must understand Issachar. What is Issachar? So in Issachar, we are going to look at how do we handle handicaps? How do we focus on our strengths so that we can maximize destiny? But I tell you, there are more strengths to focus on than the handicaps that can keep you grounded. I see somebody here maximizing his life, her life, in the name of Jesus.
Now, your word in season.
Let's get straight into the word of God just for some few minutes, okay? Then, some few weeks ago, we started to deal with Issachar. And we've learned some beautiful things. Because of time, I will not go over everything that we've learned. But last week, I brought to your mind by the Spirit of God a particular season of life that you are supposed to be aware of. All of us are young people. So last week was a young people's message. And I explained to you from the Word of God the season of youthfulness, which the Bible calls the day of thy youth. What are the things you ought to do in the days of thy youth? Because as children of Issachar, we are supposed to have understanding of the times. And if you have understanding of the times, you ought to know what you ought to what to do. Let's read that scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. This morning, I really want you to listen. Okay? 1 Chronicles 12, 32. It says, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. When you have understanding of the times, he says, to know what Israel ought to do. People who have no understanding of the times just live anyhow. Now, by the time you realize, they say, time a beating me. Okay, because they did not have understanding of the times. So they were doing the wrong things at the wrong times. And sometimes, by the time they think of doing the right things, time is gone. So, if you are a child of Issachar, which means to bring a reward, you will have understanding of the times. And I told you last week, it is a function of wisdom to understand the times, then you will know what to do. And we saw a very important season, which is the days of thy youth. And I gave you four things, right? What was the first thing? In the days of thy youth, you have to serve God. Serve God unreservedly. Pour your life as a libation to serve God as a young person. You see, when you are younger, the desire to serve God is easy. Look, when you start getting older, it's difficult for people who have not believed God in their youth. It's very difficult for them to believe in the things of God and serve God in the days of thy youth. The days of thy youth is the time to serve God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, what did we read? Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. When you are old, in the days of thy youth. Don't use your youthfulness just to do wrong things. And when you are old, you say, God, I give you my body. He doesn't like it. Just when you were strong and you could serve God, you didn't serve him. Then we said number two, work hard. What is the glory of the young man? His strength. And the word of God says, it is good that a man bears the yoke in his what? Youth, work hard. Don't be lazy as a young person. You see, it is the time to work hard. Work hard in building a career. Work hard in making money. If you are a young person, a young man, a young lady, your youthful stage, work hard. If it is school you have to go to school to the whatever level you want to go to go. At a certain point, going to school is difficult. As a young person, go to school. I mean go to school. I mean say, go to school. And if you are not the school type, you know, school is informal and formal. Learn a trade. Siansanu juma. As a young person, now one stress. Work hard. When you have opportunity to work in a firm, don't play games. Youthful stages for working. Work hard. 35 years, you are not working hard. When will you work hard? When you don't work hard and make a lot of money, retirement will be very miserable. As a matter of fact, in your youthful stage, you should enjoy it and start thinking about retirement. A day is coming, you won't have the strength you have now. Think. Work hard. Work hard. And don't let anybody deceive you that making money is evil. Make a lot of it. I said, do what? Haya katalakata tatata. Make a lot of it. As a young person, serve God first. Work hard. Number three, marry. 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 Look. Listen to me. Listen to me. Marriage is best enjoyed in your youth. Marry. Those of you that are postponing, you are postponing, you are postponing, you are postponing, you are postponing. By the time you realize, time is gone. Mario, the Bible says, enjoy life with the wife of your youth, not the wife of your old age. The wife of, when you marry your wife early, you channel your strength into a one woman. Love her. She will give you the best of her. And young ladies, you see, you won't be a young lady forever. This, you're pushing everybody away. Later. And number four, build your house. Build a house. You see, you may not start with practical building of a house where you put block on block. Have a vision of having your own house as a young person. Just imagine you have a house very early. And you stop renting. When you finish one house, you can build another. If you don't finish one house early, sometimes it's amazing. I look at people 60, 65, 70. They are now finishing one house. I mean, they can't build anymore. I tell you. Yeah. If you become wiser early and you don't waste money, you make sure your work is established. And from your work, profit starts coming and you have wisdom to build. I tell you. I tell you, I'm a builder. It takes wisdom to build. And when you build early, it's a plus. It's a plus. I pray for everybody here. If you are below 40, if you are below 35, I'll be very happy. May the Lord bless you with your own house early in your life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you won't build one. You will build some more. You'll give some for rent. Somebody shout, I'll build a house early in my life. Yes. There's no place now that is far from where you want to go. There's a car to everywhere. I say you can go and build in Achumampunwa. You can still get a car to Kumasi. Get serious with life. So today, I want to start by, how do I plan for the next 7 years of my life? I should be able to plan for the next 7 years of my life. Today, I'll give you the foundation. The next week, I'll bring you working materials. I'll bring you things I've prepared for you that you are going to do it, fill it on your own and take it home. Then it will be a guiding light. when I meet you in the next 7 years, may you not be crying the songs of regret and say, what had I known? You will never sing that song. Somebody will say, Pastor, why not the next 5 years? Why not the next 10 years? Why not the next 20 years? I will show you why from the word of God. I love the Bible. There's nothing that is not in it. How do I plan for the next 7 years of my life? Today, let's start it from foundation. Sometimes people make it look like planning ahead means that you are carnal. And it's as if you don't believe God. And some people also make it look as if everything is in God's hands. When you say, do you know what is going to happen in the next day? You say, nobody knows. So nobody knows. God knows. You see, everything, we push the responsibility to God. Meanwhile, when you look into the word of God, that is not what is shown there. From today, you will change a lot of things in your mind and see how God sees. So planning ahead is not evil. And it is not as if I want to take my life out of God's hands. I want to live my own life. That is not it. For example, let's read Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 5. Let me show you something from there. I pray you hear me out this morning. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. Right? Isn't it? Then verse 6, I want you to read it. Let's all read it in concert. One, two, go. In all who? You. You have ways. In all, acknowledge. And what will he do? He shall direct. So he doesn't plan for you. He directs you. So if you are sitting down waiting for God to download a plan for you, are you getting the point? Yeah. I know some of you, that everybody seated here, deep within you, you know you must plan. But sometimes it's almost like we make it look as if nobody knows tomorrow. Leave tomorrow. Tomorrow when it comes, we plan. Who said so? The word of God doesn't show us so. By the time I finish with planning for 7 years, yourself, you plan for another seven. You plan for, that means if you can plan for 3 sevens, it is 21 years. Is somebody listening at all? Oh, yes. But now let me lay a foundation. You said, he said, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. So I want to lay a foundation today. Okay? Then I would open you up to why it is seven. All right? Now, in laying the foundation for planning, you must know that you are a child of God. So you must have a certain understanding of your life. All right? That is Issachar. You must understand the times. So, what in God should I understand before I start to really go into planning ahead? There are things you would need to make sure that they are in place. Else you can get off and now start to think your life depends on your own self. Am I communicating at all? So I just want to give you about three or four things, all right, that must be in place concretely as a child of God. Then when you are planning, God is right behind you for the great success of the future you are planning for. Hey, your next 7 years will be glorious. Yeah. My God. Tap somebody sitting by you and ask the person for me. Do you know that next 7 years will come and meet you? Maybe some of you are too young. I told you last time, when we're entering year 2000, some people said that the world was coming to an end. They said people shouldn't even build. Year 2000. Why 2K? They said that some virus will infect all computers. Everything will spoil. There's a big storm be coming. Why 2K? Maybe you are too young. Maybe some of you are 2 years old or 3 years old. So you don't really remember. Some of us were a bit grown. Why 2K? When you spoke about building, I know a very elderly man who said, but why are you going with building? Building? What are you doing? We're building. The world is coming to an end. Why 2K? It's been 24 years now. 24 years from year 2000. So those of you that you are just waiting for the world to spoil. And this is with believers. We are just waiting for the world to spoil. Do you understand? The world may not spoil that early. So let's get into serious things. Think deep. So 7 years will come. By the time you are doing 7 years has come. So 3-4 things that should be in place before we start to plan. Number one, you must be in constant readiness for the appearing of the Lord Jesus. That's the first thing. As a child of God, always remind yourself that Jesus will come one day. It must be something that is deeply rooted in your heart so that you don't lose God, because you can easily lose God. This is what will control whatever you do. You are conscious that the Lord Jesus will return one day. Is somebody listening at all? So there must be oil in your lamp. Huh? Give me oil in my lamp. May my light never be dim. Keep me burning until the coming of the King. Huh? Your light must be burning. You must be conscious of that. In the book of Matthew 25, you see there were 5 foolish virgins and 5 wise virgins. Somebody say wise. I want to believe you are part of the wise. The wise had oil till the master came. The foolish ran short of oil. There must be oil in your lamp. You must keep your fire burning until Jesus comes. Don't lose that fire. I wish I have all day to talk to you about only that point. The word wise, he says 5 wise virgins. The word wise is the word phronimus. What did I just say? What did I just say? Phronimus. It's a kind of wisdom. It means practical wisdom. It's, you are practical. Practical. The tree is not going well. I know some people don't understand tree. So don't play with all the things that keep your fire burning. There must be oil in your lamp. Be practical. Serve God. Be in church. Partake in the things of God. Because you are awaiting the coming of your Lord. That should be very deep in your heart. I like that tree song. I say, Ahinimu hine no rebebio mo. Ahinimu hine no ere. I say, oh, mun sie sie mu hu, ore ba be fa yen, akwa himaini mu. You must be deeply rooted. The Lord Jesus will return one day. It must be strong. All right? But that shouldn't stop you from planning. Number two. I hope I'm helping you. Or you don't like it. Okay. Number two. You must trust in the Lord and ask for his plans for your life. Okay? Now I'm talking from the perspective of a child of God who wants to plan. Why are you supposed to trust in the Lord and ask for his plans for your life? For the child of God, the word of God says, let's read something from Proverbs 19:21. Once you have this foundation, we can plan. Proverbs 19:21. It says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Whose counsel shall stand? The Lord's counsel. It's the counsel that shall stand. So if I want to plan, I should talk to the Lord and say, Lord, guide me in your counsel. Because if in the Lord's counsel, listen, his will is a mystery. How do you know God wants you to be in Canada? All right? You may not have a dream where you are seeing yourself in Canada. I think nobody wants to be in Canada. Okay. How do you know God wants you to be in Bojisang? I think that's when people want to be there. How do you know that the Lord wants you in Kumasi or Accra or Takrade? If we believe in God and how that his counsel stands in our lives, it's important we engage his counsel. Lord, let your will concerning my life come to pass. Guide my steps into the places you want me to be. Am I communicating at all? Else you'll be surprised. You can sit down and plan everything. And now a lot of the planning may become frustration because he wants you in Mampong, but you want to be in New York. So you see, you are going to New York, he is pulling you to Mampong. You are going to New York, he is pulling you to Mampong. You are going, by the time you realize you are 35. New York, Mampo. Then sometimes, when you do New York, New York, New York, he leaves you, go. Then when you get to New York, it's as if you live in a village. Everything is there, but you don't enjoy life. Because you see, you didn't seek to know his will. You didn't pray that his counsel concerning you shall stand. Huh? Do you know, the way I was insulted, you know, I was in the UK when I heard God's call. The way they insulted me that I was a fool. Hiya. My parents thought I was the most stupid. Hey, but you know what? When I was going to the UK, I felt there was something God wants me to do. I felt it. Then I started to pray and fast. I had gained admission to Thames Valley University to go and do criminology with psychology. I wanted to be an IGP. I wanted to be IGP. Yes. I would have been a good... Anyway. Then he came knocking. In fasting and prayer. What is this? Because I'm there. I'm working. But it felt like there's something not right. I felt like I was washing my feet with my socks on. That's how I felt. Have you tried it? You are washing your feet, but your socks is on. Then I started to catch visions. Then I knew I had to come back to Ghana and do ministry. Hey! Listen, you can stay there and do it. God is everywhere. The way you will be broke if he didn't send you there. Anyway, let me not spoil the thing. The direction he gave me is not the direction he's giving somebody. I pray to find out the counsel of his will. You must pray to find out the counsel of his will. Hey, somebody talk. When I, anyway, Proverbs 16:9. I hope I'm helping somebody. You are not angry at me. I'll be finishing in just about 15 minutes. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directed his steps. This foundation must be there. Jeremiah 10:23. I'm giving you more scriptures. This foundation must be there. So you pray, Lord, guide me. You will be surprised before you are planning, okay, next 3 years, I want to do this. Because you have prayed, he will guide. Huh? Am I communicating? He will guide you. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. It's not in man. Lord, I know that man's ways are not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So, what prayer point do you pick? Right from today, before next week, we'll go practically into planning for 7 years. What prayer should you be praying in your privacy? Lord, direct my steps. In the next 7 years, Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me do doesn't mean that right from there he will come and start. Kwame. Kwame. She. Ube tukwane. Nabe ku Israel. Uwa passport. You know, many people wait for God like that. You wait forever. We will know how does he communicate to us. Sometimes simple desire. A desire will start to come into your heart. In all the countries in the world, it's only Italy that keeps ringing. We will talk. Am I communicating at oh Jesus. Hallelujah. So make up your mind to have fellowship with the Spirit of God. That is how you have access to his counsel. Am I communicating at all? I said this foundation must be in place. It must be in place. It must be in place. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 to 16. Never forget, God has the blueprint. Before you came onto this earth, he knew you. So you must have access to the blueprint. And that comes by you fellowshipping with him and getting it. Now he says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. All right? How do we have access to it? The next verse. Verse 10. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. All right? Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So, the Spirit of God is in possession of God's plans for you. Hello. Verse 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So, the blueprint is with God. If you would sit down to plan and ask him to guide you, by the time you realize you are living according to the blueprint, you'll be surprised. Yeah. But if you don't ask him, you see, it will be like you are leaning on your own understanding. You are not trusting in him with all your heart. So in all your ways, you are not what? Acknowledging him. That means he can't direct. Please, somebody sitting by you, tap the person and say, Pastor is talking to you. Pa. Okay. All right. Number three. Number three. Be ready for midstream corrections. Be ready for what? Midstream corrections. That is to say, when you sit down to plan and you have talked to the Lord and asked Him to direct you, as you proceed, He may bring some corrections in midstream. There may need to be some U-turns. Oh. There may need to be some halt, wait. There may need to be, no, don't go there. Turn right. Are you getting the point? Yes. For example, when you went to school, you went to meet a girl. And you really like this girl. And you planned yourself all that you were going to do after school. Then in the middle of the way, there was no. Do you know most people won't respond to that? They will go ahead. Then only themselves know what they heard from God. Later in the years, they will say, I wish I had listened to that voice that spoke to me to stop. Many people are in wrong places. They know, live here. They will be dead till they die because they are not willing for midstream corrections. Somebody doesn't want to mind me this morning. I think you are not happy with me. If he has the blueprint, please don't forget, life is spiritual. God must direct you. Huh? Isaiah 58. Because of time. From verse 11. My God, help us. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. He shall guide thee what? So if there's midstream correction, midstream correction in any of the things that you pen down as plan, you should be willing to what? Turn. You should be willing to go in the direction that you are made to. Am I communicating at all? Get ready for midstream corrections. Yeah. Get ready for midstream corrections. Sometimes you have it all planned out, but you realize that no. Get ready for midstream corrections. Now, once you have all of this in place, what was number one? Constant readiness. Constant readiness. Then number two, beautiful. So I pray that you make this every morning. Lord, direct my path into your perfect will. Lord, any path I will walk on that is not according to your will, your counsel, please remove my feet from them. Are you getting the point? You will be surprised after that prayer how he will start to move you. So now when you are planning and that is in view, it will be very difficult to go wrong. Then when even you go wrong, there will be midstream corrections. All right? Beautiful. Here he says he will guide you continually. And when he guides you, what will happen? And satisfy thy soul in drought. And make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden. And like a spring of water whose waters fail not. You see, when God guides you, what happens to you? Hallelujah. Now I'm rounding up. So how do I plan for the next 7 years of my life? The last one, number four. But I said I'm giving you four. Understand that planning for the future, is important for your success. Is important for your success. Understand how God won't plan for you. He promises to guide you into his purposes, he will not sit down to plan for you. So you must sit down and say, I will marry at 28. I think some people, they are, as for, when I look at some people, they are waiting for, Sammy, it is time to get married, Sammy. Why, somebody call Sammy that has to get married. Some people are waiting. Tony, marry now. I'm professor. The first thing you should understand about your future is that God wants a good future for you. So any plan that is good that you have for yourself, God is not against it. Jeremiah 29:11. Why can't somebody have? He said, by 30, I will have my master's. If you don't plan, Jeremiah 29:11, look at something. At this time, they were in captivity. Listen to God's mind about them. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. NIV, quickly, NIV. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. If God has plans to prosper me, and now, when I sit down planning, and I say in 5 years' time, or in 7 years' time, or in 3 years' time, I want my business to grow to this level. God himself says he has plans to prosper me. Why don't you have a plan to prosper yourself? Where is your plan? And when you ask, what is your plan for this? Nyame beye. Minkase on you. And so said you will feel so bad. And yes, I know. Be responsible. Come on. You are 30. You are not thinking about starting a family. 31, 32. You don't think about starting a family. You are not sitting there. If I'm 35 and I give birth at 36, when I'm 50, my first one will be what? Hey! What strength would I have to take care of them? How many children do I want to have? You see, God will do it, isn't it? God will give birth for you. Yeah, I know God will give birth for you. Young ladies, you better get serious with your life. You know, some of you young ladies, you are not serious that you want to get married. You are not serious. You are not sitting down there. Get up there. Say, in the name of Jesus, by 27, I should be married. I know. He said, some people, they have vision. They say that they want to do masters. When they are 35, continue. You continue. You think it is every time that a young woman can marry. I know some people don't like me when I talk like this. But I've seen many young ladies. The time they have to make themselves ready for marriage, they are not ready. By the time they are ready, we are fasting and praying. We are fasting and praying. He said, but pastor, how can a young woman also have? That's why it is not us that marry. You see, I don't think you know how powerful you, as a child of God, you are with planning. See, in the name of Jesus, my husband must find me at this time. Oh, you think it was just the desire of Kingsley to marry? The woman was ready. And she, I know in her secret prayers, Lord! Hey! Only God knows when she is alone. Lord, October must not pass. When we close, ask her. My God. I know their plans. God's thoughts, he says, they are higher than our thoughts. And his plans, his ways, are higher than our ways. Look, that means if I've submitted my ways and my plans to him, hey, he will guide me. Am I communicating at all? I said, he will guide you, he will guide you, he will guide you, he will guide you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 22. Let me read about three scriptures. Then I finish, okay? I think my time is up. 1 Corinthians 3:22. Pastor, now you see, you are making things complicated for us. We girls, we cannot choose when we want to. Can I talk to you? Let me show you what age I think a lady is even ready to get married. Just that you may not apply it now like that. Should I show you? Wait. God is looking for a woman to bring Jesus. He doesn't go for 40 years old woman. He comes looking for a 17 year old virgin. You see that there? 17 year old virgin. That's what God wants. To bring the Savior. He doesn't know. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 22. Okay. Anyway. Now, he's telling us what things belong to us that we must take serious. Look at something here. Hey, if I don't sit down to plan, God won't do it for me. God won't do it for me. He won't do it for me. I tell you. If you are married, don't sit down there and say that whenever the children will come, they will come. Look, he said, I'm going to have five. This is the spacing. In the name of Jesus. I know there are many things we behave like we don't have a hand in it. Listen to this. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, that is Peter, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. I don't know what this tells you. All are yours. So when I have prayed that he should guide me, and I sit down to plan, I lose myself. Huh? All things are mine. I lose myself. Because I know I am ready for midstream correction. So I can dream. I can dream to the sky. Two last thoughts. Luke 14, 28. And you see, one thing that will help you is understand that there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. So whatever plan you sit down to plan, look, somebody sat down to plan it. That's why I encourage young people, learn history, read history. Read history from the Word of God and also read practical history from life. It will help you grow wiser. History. Yeah. I just told you one amazing history that should instruct young ladies. I said, God, in history, he wanted to bring a savior. He didn't go for a 40-year-old woman. But I know that John the Baptist's mother, you see, I know you know the scriptures. Bring it. You bring it. I know that John the Baptist's mother was an old woman. John the Baptist's mother was an old man, isn't it? So you want to be an old man like John the Baptist's mother? I said he went looking for a 17-year-old girl. God, God wanted a virgin. 17-year-old. Luke 14, 28. For which of you intending to build a tower? What are your intentions? You see, because your planning reveals your intentions. What are your intentions? Intending to build a tower. Sitted not down first. You see? He sits down to plan and examine himself. Sitted not down first. and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. So you see planning there? God is not against planning for the future. You are pregnant. It will take 9 months before the child comes. You say, you had 9 months to buy a japa. Oh my God. No, let me talk. Let me talk. You had 9 months to buy all the things that you will go to the labor ward with. And you were sitting down there waiting for God. You see, wisdom will cause you to plan. Issachar! Plan. Tell you. Say, I'm going to see you in Shasa as you soma. I'll see you in Shasa as you soma. Woo, name him. 1, 2, 3. Send your show. 4, 5. Send your show. So by the time you are planning for 5, plan how you are going to take care of 5. God's way. Ready, baby, I'm going to be ready. Ready, you're going to be ready. Joseph, time now. Forgive me for the chi. I'll say it in English when I finish. Joseph, time now. Na ye di omu kwa sumu. Ana ye nana. Jatomu time na. Na ye di omu kwa bruche na. Omu ye nkwenti no omu yang krata. Ane nyene. Nyene. Tiene nu yang krata. Men nye omu nyara. Nyame di oru kwa nyame. Nyame di oru wane bo biya. Ye bebo. Let me say it in English. I say, you see, in the days where Joseph and those people were sent into Egypt, foreign land for slavery, they didn't need papers. Now, there are even testimonies that now, they are not testimonies. Now, in this present age, they are not testimonies. If David gave testimony of killing lion, today go and kill lion, wildlife will arrest you. So you can't have that testimony now. You see, no planning, just get up. Anyway, I finished. Now, the last point. Why 7 years? And why, I don't know. Why am I saying I'm going to lead you to plan for 7 years? Why? The word of God shows us that when they were going into the promised land, he gave them a command. That command was supposed to help them to evaluate their lives every 7 years. So he called the seventh year the year of release. So let me preach it. Next week we'll read it, okay? Or I should give you the scriptures. Next week. Maybe we'll read only one. So let's say, when I entered the promised land, I bought a slave. When I bought the slave is supposed to live with me and work for me for 6 years. In the seventh year, it's called the year of release. Is that it, man? Wow. Release. For the seventh year is the year of what? Release. So in the seventh year, you are not supposed to hold the person you bought as a slave. Except they decide to stay with you. Then you will take them to the gates. Then they will pierce their ears. So they become born slaves. So in the olden days, those that were earring were born slaves. Those that had decided that they won't go away from their masters, but they will stay with them because they love them, they have become born slaves. But if the slave decide to go, in the seventh year, it is called the year of release. You leave the slave and you give the slave getri to go. So just imagine there's such a law. That means you must plan for your household every 7 years, because every 7 years there is a release. Now, another thing too in the seventh year was that when you farm, on your land. You farm for 6 years. Then the seventh year, you don't touch the land. So it is called the year of rest. So the land is not farmed upon. Am I communicating? So now somebody will ask, how do I eat in the seventh year? So God gave them double. He gave them the fourth, fifth, sixth, bumper harvests. So when even they didn't farm in the seventh, they had enough. More than those were the seasons the poor also will go into the land and get what they will eat. So many things happened in the seventh year. When Joseph entered Egypt, he said, you see, something is going to happen. I'll give you 7 years of abundance and there'll be 7 years of farming. So now, make sure you are preparing well for the next 7 years. Scripture speaks 7 years of release, the seventh year. So now, I personally believe we can plan for 10. We can plan for whatever. But if I look into the scripture, if I were living in those days, I would say, if I am going to have what I have for 6 years, and in the seventh, I release, that means I must plan well. Are you getting the point? Yes. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Now, if I can plan for 7, I can break it into short term of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 until the 7. Am I communicating at all? So practically, how do I plan for the next 7 years? We will meet in church. Are you going to be in church? Look at somebody and ask the person for me, will you be here next week? I know some people, they won't come. Some people will not be here. People of God, God wants you to have a great life. And never forget this. Greatness is not a wish. You can't wish for it. It's a journey. And you must learn how God does things his way. And I pray for you, irrespective of what will happen in the world, we will be guided to plan well for the next 7 years. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So right from today, when you go, start setting things in order. Some of you will have to start to pray certain prayer points. Say, Lord, some of you may be in the wrong places. You may have to change location. Some of you may have to move to certain places. In the next 7 years, you will be in the right place. In the name of Jesus. At the right time. In the name of Jesus. The Lord shall guide thee continually. In the name of Jesus. I speak for you will not die young. You will not. Nobody is permitted to die young. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I know some people say, you don't know tomorrow. You don't know. Nobody knows tomorrow. You don't know whether you'll be alive or you will die. The Bible says that he shall satisfy me with long life. Would you believe that one? Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Moses, the man of God, he wrote that a man is supposed to live for 70 years. And if he has strength, he will live for 80. Huh? Moses wrote it. He lived for 120. He that wrote that, why didn't he go at 80? That means Moses in himself didn't want to even go. 120. The Bible says his eyes were not dim. His physical stature was not abated. The Bible says youthful stage is like you are at the sunshine, the zenith. You can't go down now. You will live long. You will live in the name of Jesus. You will live long. I see you crossing 70 years with ease. In the name of Jesus. I said I see you crossing 70 years with ease. The Lord shall satisfy you with long life. In the name of Jesus, he made Abraham and the patriarchs live long. Your years will not be cut short. Somebody said Jesus died at 33. Who told you? Jesus died at 33 for 3 days. He is yet alive forevermore. Is somebody listening to me? Somebody said it is not how long, it is how well. I dare to say. How well also, how long also matters.
If you died at 5 years old, what would be the need? What is the need? 24-year-old, you are dying. For what? I stand against any appointment with death. And I decree and I declare long life to do the purposes of God. The Lord will have glory from your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see the next few years ahead of you. I see the next 7 years, 14 years, 21 years, 28 years. Listen, I see God keeping you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed. You are blessed, even in Jesus' mighty name. Let all who believe shout a living amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Dream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by the Shepherd's Dream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.